So, wow, this has really been a roller coaster ride for him. Wow, he starts out in this desperate situation, doesn't respond to treatment, then he responds to GemOx and he gets the allo. He does really well. Maybe he was thinking he was cured at that point.
You know what? We were hoping he was cured at that point because usually with T-cell lymphomas, they relapse pretty quickly if they're going to after transplant. But you know, he and his wife are very practical people and they're very thankful that they got those 3 years of remission and he felt well and really was business as usual.
But I guess at this point it's kind of more of a palliative mode.
Yes, we're definitely in palliative mode at this point.
When you look back at him, what do you think it is that's helped him deal with all these things of going up and down like this?
Well, you know, I think that for him, he understood how ominous it was when he did not respond to the CHOP. And so when he responded to GemOx, he just felt like he was getting a second chance. And really, these were really incredible people in that they really made the most of every day between, like, he sort of had his life-threatening or life, you know, he got it that this was really serious. And they have enjoyed every day. They do a lot of traveling. They have family in Florida. They're always going somewhere. They really have made the most of the time that he's gotten, even though it has been a roller coaster.